There's a town in Liberia that was once destroyed by the country's brutal civil war. Now it is at the front line in the battle against Ebola. Ganta sits on the Liberian border just across the river from Guinea. There used to be a busy crossing between the two countries, but because of Ebola, that crossing has closed, which has put many people out of work. NPR's Ophibia Quist-Arkton reports.
This is the main road in Ganta. It's about a mile long, and most of it is red dust, unpaved. Motorbike taxis, ferry people, one, two, and three on the back, despite Ebola and being told that people should not be touching one another. Now, this city has been hard hit.
Battered by the civil war, Ganta is home to around 40,000 people and is one of Liberia's largest cities. Many buildings destroyed during the conflict remain gutted. Others are pocked by the artillery and mortar fire of the conflict that ended more than 10 years ago. Tarmac covers only a small portion of Ganta's rutted red dirt roads. Potholes nearly swallow up vehicles. There seems to have been very little investment in this vital border town.
You see the kind of road that you just drove on to come here. Are we not ashamed?
Local entrepreneur and businessman Prince Howard says even before Ebola, gritty Ganta was struggling. Yet, he says, it remains a major crossroads.
People from the southeastern region, they must transit in Ganta. People from Morovia, they must transit in Ganta. Ganta is a non-sleeping city. This is what Ganta is known for, a business-oriented city.
But for many people, there's very little business right now. Yards from the border with Guinea, young men play whist under the shade of a mango tree. They were money changers until the borders closed in July. A very unhappy Prince Dolo says Ebola put an abrupt ending to their livelihoods.
I have nothing to do, border is closed, and I'm just vulnerable and unemployed. I'm not happy. 5 months now. Without Ebola, Ganta is just dead.
Just off Ganta's main street, 18-year-old orange seller Bebe Gono says she's struggling.
Ganta City. We are struggling. We're looking for Ali Fafara.
We are struggling and we are trying to find a little we can afford Fafa dollars to survive. Are you saying things are tough here in Ganta? Yes, things are hard in Ganta.
Comparing Liberia's civil war with Ebola in her town, Bebe Gono says both have been difficult.
Ganta suffers. We suffer.
Ganta has suffered a lot. We've suffered a lot. We've lost a lot of people to the war, and we've also lost people to Ebola. So we've suffered a lot. As compared to the war, Ebola is worse.
Gono never went to school and can't read or write. But she says if she just had a little money, she'd like to open a business. Ophibia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Ganta.